We are live.
Yeah, we are. On the move.
On the road again.
Yeah. First thing, want to let everybody in the greater Phoenix area know, Bobby Brown's coming to concert, man. We got to go to that.
Are you looking at the tickets and then we'll talk?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, shit.
I'm just surprised he's working after his wife's death.
Damn.
What? I thought they were like really in love with each other.
Damn.
That's not a joke. They were really in love with each other.
I guess they were. Jeez.
They were.
Throwing it out there to the world.
They were. They like really loved each other. Like he named all his kids Bobby.
Did he really?
Yeah. He named his girl Bobby.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's dead too now. So see, I'm really surprised
oh,
she's
man.
Working.
Jeez.
Dang. Dude had a hard life.
I guess.
I might have to go see him to support him. Jeez.
So we're doing this on the road because we always seem like we have conversations we should have on podcasts while we're, you know, getting food or whatnot. And, yeah. So I just thought we'd do this on the road now, at the moment. We'll probably have to make a stop or two. And so I hope that your transitions will be very smooth when I have to pause this and continue later or whatnot. So anyways.
I hope it's not too loud outside noise.
No, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be pretty contained. It's not that loud in here.
It's not like we're in a Jeep.
No. I mean, we did good when we were driving the Ferrari the last road trip.
Yeah.
We did a podcast on the road, didn't we?
Yeah,
or was that the first trip?
One of those times. One of those times.
Damn, son.
Hey, man. I came straight from work. You know, about that life.
Yeah, you need to get more sleep.
No, I'm good with that, like 5, you know.
You get 5 hours of sleep?
No, hell no. I get like 8. I'm not young anymore, man.
I was like, damn, 5. Fucking soldier and shit. You ready for that SEAL training?
No, I gotta get 8, man.
I wish I could get 8. I'd punch a baby for 8. Doesn't happen.
That's escalated quickly.
Hey, man, I love sleep. Dude, today yes. I had the opportunity to get to sleep in. Guess how many hours I slept?
12.
I slept 12 hours.
Damn.
12, dude. And that's only because I'm behind on sleep, which, you know, you can never catch up on sleep. After 12 hours, you feel a little sluggish for sure. But on a normal basis, if I get 10, man, I feel good. 10, I feel like rock solid. And that's just not like my morning boner. I mean, like, just feel good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm ready to take on the day. I'm ready to fight some people and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
12 is a little much. But 12 is like, I allow myself to get 12 because I'm exhausted.
That was some straight homosexual shit. I was just like, you're like, how many hours of sleep I got? I'm like, 12. You're like, yeah, 12.
Why was that homosexual?
Saying I mind read you. Like,
oh,
like two gay dudes would do.
I'm gonna beat these dudes. Oh! Straight fucking fire. Oh, man, I gotta do the little red light things up here. Dang it.
It's your reaction time.
Can't really do a drag pull right here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hope we don't get any traffic. But anyways, what's new with you, man? How is life?
See, I had a few things to talk about.
All right, what do you got to talk about?
Oh,
you
always... fuck. You just took off.
Heck
you
yeah, it took off.
All right.
Green means grow, dog.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess. I can't argue with that fact.
All those years of street racing. I'm going to tag those podcasts down below. Yeah, I like how these people are stopping like we need to.
Well, the loop gets backed up.
Yeah, you know what gets backed up?
Your dick?
I don't know. I didn't have a joke for that. I just led people there. I feel like I might have to do a drag pull right here.
Maybe.
To see if we can get to this other lane.
Can you do it with one hand?
I feel like we're in California again. Remember how much we were bitching when we were driving in California?
Yeah.
It's like that all over again.
Yeah. It is like that.
Do you ever switch lanes and just leave it up to God?
No.
You're just like, oh, I might or might not die. Because there's a possibility that car that just passed us might have... Mm-mm. Turned into this lane, and I was like, I signaled, and I'm going in somewhat slow, but there's a possibility that dude might take the lane while I'm trying to... Look at this idiot.
Damn.
Oh, you idiot! I'm about to go full road rage on this freaking... All
right, well, that brings into my first news segment, people who should get shot in the knee for doing stupid shit, and that's one of them.
Bad drivers are a huge pet peeve for me, man. Like,
yeah.
And distracted drivers, hypocritical as this, me talking about podcasting and but I would be talking anyways if I was driving. But distracted drivers are the worst. Like today, I kid you not, dude. The other day I was going to work. And you know how now the winter's coming, the it's darker in the morning or whatnot. And it was dark. And I swear to you, I think there was a dude on an iPad while driving.
Yeah, probably.
I was like, that is too big to be a phone. Are you using an iPad right now?
He's probably using it to check his SoundCloud, make sure it was uploading or...
So, yeah, I was pissed. But go ahead. What were you going to talk about?
Yeah, no, that's my first new thing. Yeah, people doing dumb shit that need to be shot in the knee. Like, I'm not super aggressive to where you need to be, like, shot in the face or anything.
Oh, I am.
No, just in the knee so you learn. I want you to learn your lesson, and I want you to continue living so you don't make the same mistake again. So just in the knee.
No, I got that Family Guy Spider-Man rule where everybody gets one, and that's all they get. They mess
that
up,
is true.
One.
I do got that rule. So I teach my students too. I'm like, you get one. That's it. After that, I don't care. But yeah. Also, people who don't use their turn signals. That annoys the shit out of me. Does that annoy the shit out of you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good about using my turn signals. Some people might disagree with my comment, but I'm pretty good. Unless there's nobody on the road, and I'm like, well, who am I signaling to? But I guess it's still the law, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I'm like we're in traffic now, and it's like, well, you should probably use turn signals right now because it's rush
for
hour.
Sure. For sure.
But we got dumb people who won't use them. Preferably, I don't want to name people who won't use them. Probably women. I don't know. I'm just saying. Who won't use them.
All angry feminist emails can go to Ruben.
Let's see. What else about drivers makes you mad that you need to be shot in the knee for? Now, there's a lot of things drivers do that I feel that makes me mad, but I don't think you need to be shot in the knee for it. Just using your turn signal.
And tying things properly in the back? Is that?
No, you can do that. You can take, that's your choice. I'd say when you're on the freeway and you're going below 65 miles an hour, if there's ever a point on the freeway where you're going 65 miles an hour or below, you need to be shot in the knee right there.
Well, that's assuming there's space, right? Like, you don't want somebody who's in rush hour traffic going 65 when there's, like, stop and go. You can't go 65.
See, even in rush hour traffic shouldn't be a thing because you should be going 65 miles an hour. Always.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, there's only rush hour traffic because somebody's like, there's so many cars on the road, I'm so scared, I'm gonna go 45.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think it's just a higher volume of people on the road at
that
time.
That's new.
What?
Sign?
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
I'll go down here. I'll come on this side, huh?
That's why we need to start doing super happy fun time days again, because you're so sheltered, dog. You're too sheltered. You get out.
I've seen
that
sign.
Get
the house. What do they have right there?
I think it's like a new... They're not all fully built out. I think it's just open warehouse areas. But I think they have like a store, I think.
That's right. I went to that really lit funeral. Shit was lit as hell, man. Pastor came by. Not my pastor. Their pastor came by. And, man, they were playing music and shit. Shit was lit as hell.
And then
we had the after party at my aunt's house. That shit was lit, too. Crazy. Crazy. We had all kinds of food there. We had like a 50-piece bucket meal from KFC. We had Subway subs. We had pizza. We had Mexican food. I was like, why are you bringing all this random-ass food? I'm like, I don't even care why you're bringing it. It's good. I'm going to eat it all.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, lit as hell. Although it was in the summer, so it was still pretty hot.
I'm so over the heat, man. I think it's barely starting to cool down, but I'm over it. I need a couple weeks of just nice cool weather, because this is getting annoying. I was doing yard work today and the sun was burning like I'm a vampire out in the regular sun.
Yeah, we're gonna get it. When we go to California, apparently, if my dad is correct, we're gonna see ice pockets.
What, did that think we're driving through the Antarctica?
I don't know what he thinks. I don't know what that dude thinks sometimes.
He's like, watch out, kids. You might run into that abominable snowman thing that the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had to fight in the winter special every
hey,
year.
Hey, maybe. You might. You never know, man. Shit might pop out. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But, long story short, I'm ready for winter. I'm ready for some nice, cool weather. Got our trip planned in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months? 2 months? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Gonna go kill a tiger in Indonesia?
I have no interest in doing any of that shit. Any of those guys that go out there and, like, hunt for trophy where they're like, oh, I gotta go kill a lion. I get it, though, because I was hearing some podcasts where hunters talk about it, where they do say that that brings in a lot of money, but still, like, I get it, because, you know, wherever you're living probably isn't giving, the government isn't giving enough, state government isn't giving enough money to, like, parks and recreations and all that stuff, but I am torn. I'm torn when it comes to hunting, because I'm not a big, like, I gotta go kill things kind of person. But at the same time, like, I do consume quite a bit of protein, so it's kind of like a, there is a disconnection, but there's also some lack of I don't even know how to say it, a lack of responsibility, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's not the word, but yeah, I don't know, man. A little bit of me is like, hey man, if I can go hunt once or twice a year and get enough meat for like the whole year, I might even think about doing it. It would take a lot of time and energy to learn how to go hunting, and I gotta buy all that hunting gear, and I'm like, you know me, I'm straight cheap, so probably not gonna happen.
That's true. I would like to learn how to use a bow, like I'm arrow and shit.
Like a compound bow or like a
recurve? No, compound.
Would you buy one? Everybody's getting into it now, man. I got like all kinds of like people on social media are getting into, or maybe I'm just following some more of those people. But
even my start
traffic, jeez.
Yeah, no, we're gonna be where we're going for a while, because I don't think we're coming back.
Well,
anytime soon.
That's a lot of traffic. Well, probably because it's rush hour. That's right. But we can't take the HOV lane.
Is that moving?
What?
Is the HOV lane even moving?
I can't tell. We're going too fast. You know what I'm saying?
We're going 90.
It's like Fast and the Furious right now. It's just like, it zooms to the size of us.
Yeah, this is decent.
But, yeah. Why don't you get a compound bow?
Yeah, man. Even my Pokemon's going to be using a bow and arrow and shit.
You going to get that one bird thing?
Hell yeah.
They saved it. First, they had that weird, the first one was cute. It was like a cute little ball. And the second one, I don't know the names, guys, so don't kill me. The second one had like a emo hair, which I was like, what is this hipster shit going on here? And they saved it with that ghost and flying type. That's some nerd shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucked up the cat. The cat looked like a regular cat, and then it looked like a bigger version of the regular cat. And then the third one, some sort of Lucha Libre style. I'm like, what is this? I hate the humanoid Pokemon. It just looks stupid. Like, I am such a big fan and proponent of the first, like, 50 episodes maybe of Pokemon, where it even had like a different feeling to it. Pokemon
it was
were
intense.
Very well, not just intense, it was just like Pokemon were more rare too. They were more animalistic and primal, and I feel like the new ones are more like people, you know what I mean? Like they're more conscious. Like, okay, for example, the first couple episodes, like, Pikachu was very animalistic. He was like just very rat-like. Mm-hmm. And he had like, it was just very rat-like. His, the way he moved, the what he did. I mean, it was very rat-like. And now, or like the Spearows that attacked Ash and technically probably killed him. Those are like just a giant flock of Spearows, basically. And now, like, all the Pokemon have like, they're super intelligent. They have like high level of consciousness. They can communicate way better, even though they only say their name. I mean, the whole thing is a little weird. And they're everywhere now. There's like a parasites. Like, if there was that many Pokemon, the humankind would probably be eradicated, because there's just not enough people to maintain. But whatever. Either way, they killed that cat. That cat sucked. And the water one's always shit.
Damn, you just don't like the water one, do you?
The water one's always shit. There hasn't been a good water Pokemon since, like, Squirtle.
Wow, what is going on downtown?
I don't care. We're not going there.
Yeah,
so...
Yeah, I normally always pick... the water one, that's like my go-to thing. Nice one, jerk-ass. Yeah. Love all your turn signal. Oh, you're going this way now.
Changes the mind.
You're a woman, right? If I come past you, you're a woman? Oh, no, you're just a bitch made dude. Sorry. Sorry, women. Just a bitch made dude.
It's a soft hipster dude.
Yeah, just a soft, gooey, vanilla hipster dude.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, man. If you guys own cars, at least once or twice a year, you got to look at all your lights and make sure all your lights are working. This guy in front of me is lucky he got two taillights, because if he didn't, you wouldn't know. Like, have you ever been behind that? Somebody who's all their taillights are out, even that center one?
Yeah.
And when they break, you're like, oh, no, I almost hit you. My bad.
Yeah.
Because you literally have no way of signaling. The only thing that I have going for me is that I have two eyes and I have depth perception, so I can tell when things are coming at me.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That's what saved it? Funny story, actually, when I first bought my Ford, my dad just took me to buy it.
link on podcast below where we talked about our cars.
He was just like, oh man, we're going by hipster town and shit.
Oh, dude, you haven't been down here, huh? Look at these little areas right here. This is totally like...
Damn, all kinds of hipsters.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm wearing the wrong clothes for this.
Yeah, this is like a nice little uptown area now.
Shit, told me I would have got my shit I was wearing earlier. Anyways, back to the story. When I first got my Ford, my dad hadn't showed me anything, and he hadn't shown me pictures, because it was back then when our cell phones didn't take very good pictures. Even if they did, I mean, the picture wasn't going to be very good quality.
Right.
Because he's just terrible at everything, so he wouldn't have done it right anyways. So, watch out for this dude behind you who is the speed racer.
This guy in front of me is not going anywhere, and he's just stopping in the middle of the road for no reason. Oh, thanks for the turn signal, jerk ass. Jeez, man.
We're going to call this Road Rage podcast.
It's like people got... And this is the worst part of town where that middle lane becomes like a traveling lane.
Yeah.
I wonder how many like front-end collisions happen here a year.
How many ghosts just haunt this street on like Halloween night and
it's
shit?
It's the dumbest concept I've ever heard. During certain times, it's a traveling road to go south. During other times, a traveling road to go north.
Yeah.
And during other times, it's just like a regular yellow middle lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's just playing like Russian roulette with cars.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I...
you went to see the Ford?
Yeah, I got it, and he's like, this is your car now, mister. And I go, okay. I was like, you can afford nothing better, huh? He's like, no, I couldn't. I was like, yeah, you're lying, but okay, thank you. And so we went to go... He hadn't even checked it out. He just, like, bought it, I guess, just, like, on site or whatever. Or, like, through a letter or I don't know, whatever. Or through talking to his friend or whatever. So he didn't know what was wrong with it. So he gave it to me. He's like, all right, well, we got to see what's wrong with it. I'm like, you don't even know what's wrong with it? He's like, no. I'm like, all right. So first thing we come to find out with all the people honking at us is that the brake lights are out. And also, we don't have any turn signals.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
Legally, you should have not been able to drive that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I truly figured this out when we were like, oh, we're hungry. So we went to go to the Little Caesars up the street by us, and I turned the turn signal on, and I'm like, this thing is not blinking off and on. And the dude in back of me, like, honks, like, angrily. And I'm like, what the hell is he whining about? And then, we stop at Little Caesars. And then I'm like, hey, Dad, make sure the lights work. And I tell him to go behind that. He's like, yeah, they don't work. He's like, well, we're out. We can go to AutoZone. I go, yeah, I guess.
Well, it's just replacing the bulbs, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still just annoying that he wouldn't have thought about that. Like, he's just buying cars just, like, on, I guess, on site or something. I don't know what it is.
Sight unseen is what you're looking for.
Yeah, there you go.
Cocina Mexicana. Oh.
Oh, shit. We're going to hit that up right now.
Oh, snap. Let's hope there's parking here, because if there isn't, we might be SOL.
Oh,
and
dude,
by we, I mean like my
can
job.
Can you even turn right here?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Did you bring your badge?
You don't need a badge to be a porn star. You just kind of walk in and just sling your dick out and be like, look, this is what I do.
Do you have to put your dick on a scanner and they're like, oh, yeah, that's
you
the
know, we got your dick imprint. This is you, sir.
We got like, the vein you. Patterns.
Ugh. The vein patterns. Jeez.
Yeah, man. That's, it's like
that's
a fingerprint.
Descriptive vein.
Watch out for that old lady.
Lady, I'm gonna
yo, fuck.
Oh, geez, sorry, old lady. Oh, look, there is parking. There's like one. Sorry, guys, I'll be back in like 20 seconds.
Damn.
This is like the only place to park, dog.
You can't park anywhere else?
I can, but it's gonna lead us to a big old thing. We're only gonna be here like 2 minutes, so chill. Chill. All right. How do I pause this thing? All right, peeps, we'll be back. I think we are back in business. Hopefully there is no weirdness there. Anyways, we're back on the road. We're back. My errand's done. We're gone. What were we talking about?
I have
your
no
Ford.
Clue.
You were talking about your Ford.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Ford and you were disappointed because it wasn't what you wanted. Well, you sound like a spoiled brat.
Well, it had the lights. It had brake lights is what we were talking about. Traffic.
Yeah, man. Oh, snap. Yellow.
Take that light.
Yellow. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.
Wow, that turned green very quickly.
Yes, it did.
Hey, man, remember... Oh, we didn't do that there.
No, we didn't do that there. The photography for our high school?
Yeah, yeah.
Yearbooks?
That's when my sister did it.
Really?
Right, right there.
We should go look at our old yearbooks. You don't have any, do you?
I got senior year.
I got all 4 years, dog.
Really?
I want to show my awkwardness throughout the years, and I don't know why. I don't know.
You knew the same people all 4 years.
I don't know, man.
I knew the same people all 4 years.
Did I send you that meme where it's a dude? He's looking through his mom's yearbooks, and inside the
yearbook, yeah, that's hilarious.
There's a note that says like, "Hey, when are you gonna let me smash or something?"
Yeah.
It makes me think, man. When girls get old now. And, you know, you got grandchildren. Those grandchildren are going to be like, "Hey, I found an old picture of your mom. She used to be a fitness hoe on Instagram. Look at all these pictures she'd take." I know what your mom's undertit used to look like.
Yeah.
Now it's probably on her knees, but whatever.
Oh, damn.
she was hotness back in the day, selling those detox teas and those waist trainers.
Well, just like one of my students, not one of my students, but he's a sixth grade student. I was talking to him, and he was saying that his mom is like 28. And I was like, "Geez, how old are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm 12. I'm like, "Geez, man. Like, so how young was she when she had you? Like 18?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, people start too early nowadays. See, this area is...
Damn.
I was like, "Is that my radio?" No, it's the dude's next to mine, my car.
It's that beat up, just by not even looking hard, I can tell it's that beat up Civic right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So check it out. They got like a little sub shop. They got a little Chipotle there. They got a Chipotle? Sandwich shop. They got
How did we come in at this Chipotle?
Because the parking here sucks a giant fat something.
I got a Starbucks gift card.
Why, you want to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, I mean, it's already 9 o'clock.
You want to go to Starbucks? Or you want to break our Colados?
Oh, yeah, we can ship that Colados.
Or do you want to go?
Colados.
Or you want to go see the girl with the fat ass? Or you want to go see some Starbucks? Because Starbucks right here. Parking on all these areas sucks, man. Look at, like, that's a Chipotle parking lot right there. Oh, by the way, this guy's trying to get into Starbucks.
I see him. Jeez.
Yeah. This is Death Row.
How about we not go down that dark little alley right there?
Yeah. So. It's called Death.
Hipster Hangouts.
Death in the Dark.
Which is funny because you can tell these are hipster hangouts because Starbucks was the least populated place.
It has a nice little area, man. All these areas are starting to get really legit now. Back in the day, this used to be, you know, you gonna get stabbed. Yeah. Did I tell you I went to this school
when
I was
young
for a little bit? Ran away like an idiot.
Yeah, you said you had a flashback and you climbed the fence.
Yeah, something like that. Uh-oh. There's an ambulance. An ambulance.
Somebody died.
Oh, shit. Look at what happened there,
dog. Shit popped off.
Is that cop going through the median? What the hell's going on there?
Shit popped off when we were gone.
What's going on there?
Shit popped off.
What's going on,
GTA,
dog?
Motherfuckers?
At Ricer, I can hear it from here.
Close down the freeway.
They closed off the exit?
The tunnel. They closed down the tunnel.
Wow, we came at the right time. Zoom, zoom, fuck. Mofos. Zoom, zoom.
If you've never been to downtown of where we live...
You already told him where we live, fool. You told him in the beginning of this freaking podcast.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Who did you told him you freaking some dude was coming to town? Yeah, idiots.
I said Arizona.
No, you didn't. You idiots.
If you never been to downtown.
You freaking idiots.
If you never
I
been.
I like how you're like, if you've ever been to the downtown of you know, where those people from Kingdom Hearts live. you know, you might want to...
You might want to head down there.
But now you don't pretend like it's we don't know where we live. Anyways, all I got to do is go back to number 1 minute.
Second number one.
Anyways.
Yeah, if you've never been down there, there's a giant, like, mile-long tunnel. And, apparently they closed that off. So we definitely came at the right time.
Some Easter eggs for you guys. Some of you guys that watched, or not watched, listened to the podcast where we talked about the cars we had. Man, when I had the Z, I used to rush through that with the T-tops off. Man, that was some orgasmic sounds coming out of that car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know you mm-hmm. missed that. You know you missed that.
A little bit. To get back into that.
I gotta free up a lot of money to get back into that.
Yeah, no. I'm not that serious about it.
Can't be young no more, dog. Now, like back in the day, we get pulled over for street race. Now we still would have gotten molested by the law system. Because I was going to say, we could have gotten away with it. But the reality is now, back in the day, they were getting tough on people.
Yeah, so was then, they're getting tough.
Yeah, and then we were getting to that point where they were just going to supposedly crush your car. I don't know if that's true or not. They never caught
us. I heard that was true from a guy or two. They said it was.
Yeah, but that's all street, you know, rumor. Street rumor. It's like,
yeah, I saw the Black Devil Z. He came up out of the street. He wanted to race my friend.
Dude, I think we picked good timing, man. Look at this. Now all that traffic we were hitting before, we got none of that now. We're going straight 80, 90 miles an hour right now. Just straight rocking.
All the dick and pussy stores apparently are open.
And now the opposite side of the freeway is slow.
Yeah, now the other side is.
Look at that. Look at all those lights. Jeez. I'm over here. I could see nobody in front of my lane. Look at this. Look how nice this is. I wish I got this every day during work.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what else is going on with you? You had a lot of topics to talk about.
What else you got going on? All right, second topic I was also talking about to some students was I was doing this little art project for one of my students. I was finishing it up, and I don't know how it came up, but she was like, "Oh, can you make me one?" I was like, "I don't know." I was like, "I'll give it my max effort." She's like, "Oh," she's like, "You will?" I was like, "Yeah, 80%." She's like, "80% is your max effort?" I'm like, "Yeah, 80%, 85 if I push really hard." And she's like, "No, it needs to be 100%. You need to give 100% all the time." And I was like, "No, you need to give 80%. 80% should be the max you put into something." And I want to know what you think of that. Because what happened there?
What did happen there? It's like a hunter got loose in the freeway. No, a better comment would have been, it's like a coffin got loose in the freeway.
Yeah, that's
freeway.
Exactly what that was.
It's like a coffin got hit by a car and exploded full of dust in the freeway.
That's what it was. And the reason I was saying that is because I was like, you need your 80% should be as good as somebody else's 100%.
Oh, you're looking at it differently.
Yeah, yeah. Because she was like, I give 100% all the time.
She's like, I'm giving a teacher.
Student. She's like, I give it 100% all the time. She's like, I'm trying my hardest all the time. I'm like, yeah, but you should like settle down a little bit, like calm down a little bit, because you're going to be like missing stuff that's going by. Like if you're always concentrating on your studies, that's good and stuff. But you know, you got to like take time to enjoy life, especially since you're so young. Like you can't just be doing your homework all the time and just thinking about homework and shit. And I was like, and you need to be doing such a good job that you're 80%, that everybody else thinks that you're giving 100% when really you're just doing 80%. That way, if you ever really need to try, then you can blow by people who are putting up their 100%, because you're only trying 80% of the time and you're still catching up. You're neck to neck with people who are giving their 100%.
I guess it depends. I think that I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I think it depends on context. And so it depends on the situation. I think, you know me, I go full clip in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as Splinter Cell does, because Splinter Cell goes 100% full clip even with financial stuff. But I go full clip in most things, and I spend a lot of time and energy going and trying to make things right and perfect, if you will, even though there's no such thing. So I'm probably a bad example to support your point. But I do understand what you're saying, because that philosophy that you described is very similar to what I had in high school. And this is not me trying to be braggadocious or stroking dick on camera, but on audio, whatever. That was my philosophy like in high school and college. Like I didn't really have to try hard and I would still get A's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ever one of these dudes who was like, man, I have to work my hardest to get those A's. Like I also wasn't a dude who was like, oh, I have to get A's or I'm going to like slit my wrists and just hide those scars. You know, that wasn't like me, but I was all one of these dudes who was able to coast through high school and college and not really have to try too hard. College, I had to try a little bit harder because there was a lot more work involved. But high school, man, I coasted through high school and I got pretty good grades. But I think it also depends on the person. Not a lot of people can perform at a high level. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like your philosophy or your idea comes from somewhere along the lines of like, hey, you should be able to give 80% because your 80% is much better than everybody's. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that a lot of people can say that. Like, I don't think a lot of people can perform better than most at whatever the thing is, unless, you know, unless, like, for example, you're like a carpenter and you've been doing carpentry for like, you know, 40 years and you're like a master level carpenter and you can just, you know, coast your way, because the reality is like you're probably better than like a 2-year level entry carpenter, and all you really need is like a 2-year, because 2 years worth, all you need is like you're 80%, because the reality is like you've been doing carpentry so long that, you know, you're like, you can do cabinets while you're asleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think most people, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I think you should just been like, you should just push to do better. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
She was saying, she's like, yeah, I get none of them a straight A's, because she's like 100% all the time. And that same kid whose mom is like 28 or whatever, he was like, oh, Ruben, I get what you're saying. He goes, it's just like when you're a boxer. He goes, boxers don't like put 100% energy in every punch, or else they get tired out. I go, that's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I go, if you're giving 100% all the time, eventually you're gonna tire it out, and you're gonna get tired of it, and you're not gonna want to do it anymore.
Okay, now I see your point about not getting burned out, and I see the fighter euphemism, the boxer euphemism. I agree with you. I mean, I think balance is one of the things I definitely struggle with. Mm-hmm. I have no balance. That's why, like, my parents are trying to, for my birthday, I guess I could bring this up. For my birthday, my parents want to give me like a trip. They want to give me like a trip for me to go to my birthday somewhere. And I don't want them to spend that kind of money on me. But the reason they're doing this is because, like, in the X amount of years that I've been working, like, I've never taken a vacation. And, you know, it's not like I've only been working for 2 years. Like, I'm getting old now, and I've never taken like a real vacation where people are like, oh, that's, you know, I take a day off here and there. I'll go, like, we'll do our road trips with Boski, and we'll, you know, I've gone out of town, but like, not, we have a mutual friend who tells me all the time, he's like, you need to go do stuff, because you haven't really seen much. And I mean, I think they're right. But long story short, my point to this is, because I digress. I have harder problems in moderation at times, and so I'm probably not the best example of it, but I think you do need balance. I think you need to be able to balance your personal life and your work life and all that stuff. And I get what you're saying. I just think everybody's philosophy differs. You know what I mean? Some people need the stress in order to get good at something. You know, like they say that people who like get really successful, at some point, like, they need that stress. And anyways, I can't make a good point because I'm driving. My point basically is, like, some people need the stress, and so some people, like, intentionally procrastinate just for the sake of having that stress, and therefore, like, they only give their 100% or high level when they're under stress. So,
yeah,
you know, whatever. I don't know. Everybody varies. I don't know. I get what you're saying. I guess I agree with you in some points, but other points I'm like, I don't know. I'm a little OCD. Like, and so I was looking at some of my old YouTube videos where I was doing the build for the garage gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so that many was like times.
4 months ago.
No, it's been longer, dude. Because I looked at our video from when we went to the driving range, and my hair was hella short. And then I looked at our first podcast, like, when we actually had video, and my hair was hella, like, awkward. I was like, am I wearing a toupee right there? There's a lot of awkward stages in my hair growth. And it's been a while. It's been a while. But my point was, I'm a little OCD because I find myself like looking and redoing stuff when something doesn't look right. You know what I'm saying? These girls are like looking at us because we're totally doing a podcast right now. It's fucking hilarious. They're like, why are these guys holding dicks? Stop yawning on camera.
I'm not on camera. Nobody would have known.
You're like yawning on microphone, which is annoying because when I listen to this, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
You wouldn't have known because I had...
Dude, it picks it up.
I had the microphone.
These girls next to us, by the way, are fucking bawling their last asses off watching us like talking to like...
I had the microphone away from me and then you just put me on blast.
I put you on blast.
I had the microphone in my nutsack.
Dude, then you know what? That rubs. That rubs on the fucking...
I'm going to rub my nutsack wherever I want to rub it.
I don't want to hear it when I'm freaking
I'm
going to
rub it all over this bitch.
I'm
going
to smack you with this freaking phone. Or this microphone. These chicks next to us at this light were like laughing because they were like, why are these guys talking into black dildos?
I'm talking to a black dildo if I want to talk into a black dildo.
You should look into them and just start putting it in your mouth. Just see what they do.
They'll probably be like, I could do better.
They're like, I've done better.
I've done better.
Hey, man, they might be into BBCs. They're like, hey, I can get that all the way down to my throat.
I'm sure they're into that, actually. Oh, great. They're trying to race you.
I'm sure. They won't win, dog. I'll drop this bitch in the manual right now. Drop this microphone. Just drop two gears.
You got that Tiptronic shit in here?
Yeah, I got paddle shifters.
Really?
Dude, look.
Oh, yeah, there. All right. Don't fucking break your... Drop your tranny on this piece of shit.
Damn! Piece of shit. No love.
Hey, I'm just saying that they can...
No love.
I thought this car would have been built a little bit better.
Look, I will say I am a little disappointed how many times I've had to take it to the shop.
Damn, that dude took that corner like he was Midnight Wong gone.
You look at these girls and just make eye contact and be like, yo, baby, you want to be on a podcast?
I'm like, you tell
like,
me...
Like, yo, ma, you want to be on a podcast?
What's the biggest cock you ever put in your mouth?
You should totally do
circumference.
That.
Circumference. Circumference.
Like, I want millimeters. I want it in metric. I want it in metric readings only.
Just in case Michael Bisping is listening, I want him to understand.
Just in case literally 75% of the world is listening, because we're the only ones that have these stupid American standard measurements. It irritates me, dude. That's the one thing I hated about Woodshop, was like, yeah, get your 1/16 measurement. I'm like, what? I'm like, can we just go by tens like the whole world does? It's a lot easier. I can count 10 notches.
See, I had planned for that. That's why I didn't take wood. I took metals.
You still got to measure, don't you?
I measure shit. Just weld some metal.
That's what I told you, man. We need to get
I grabbed two pieces of metal. I weld that bitch. That's it.
Let's get some welding. Some welding equipment, and I'll get some woodworking equipment. We'll just start making some like new age hipster furniture that people like. Dude, why are we getting every light?
I don't know. Hate the street. Should have just continued on the loop for another 4 hours.
They want to get coffee. You were bitching about being asleep.
No, I was just saying. Was your wood shop teacher, random time to bring it up, but
yes,
since you brought it up.
Yes, we had the same one.
You had the same one?
Yeah, they do that like at NAMM flashback.
Yeah, NAMM flashback, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He like literally, and that's no joke. Like he had
NAMM
flashbacks.
We're not making horrible like Vietnam veteran jokes. No, he was a NAMM veteran.
Yeah, and we would talk, and then all of a sudden he would talk and just go blank and look out into nothingness, and you would talk to him and say, hey, Mr. whatever his name was, I can't remember. And then he wouldn't reply to you until like good 30 to seconds to a minute later, and he would finally say something. And just kind of like, hey, was I gone for a while? And people were like, yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
Damn, he was nice about that shit to you.
What did he say to you guys? He started just throwing stuff at
you
and
going
under tables?
We're like, hey, Mr. Blank, you all good? He's like, what the hell are you guys doing here? I told you guys to get to work. Because he would say get to work when to start welding and shit. And he'd be like, what are you guys doing here? Get to work. We're like, we're just making sure. He's like, I'm fine. How's it numb?
He's like, I was killing some people at school.
He's killing some Japs.
Oh, jeez. No, it's Koreans, isn't it? Fuck history. I'm good at history. I'm bad at
He was probably racist, so it's probably all the same.
I'm bad at geography.
He probably,
like most people are.
Yeah, it's probably all the same thing. Probably killed all the same things. As he saw it. Not that they're all the same to me. I want to be clear. There's different variations of races.
Now you're not
races.
Trying to insult different races.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Let's see if I can do this reverse parking with one hand.
One hand, huh?
I got mad skills, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got this watch. You're going to get out of this car and you'll be like, damn, he's within the lines better than I was when I had two hands to drive with.
Is that what?
That's exactly what's going to happen right now. Look at these little weird kids.
I say they're, I'm not used to being in the car. I'm talking without... putting my hands way in front of me.
Y'all pointing, you're like, that little mother.
No. I'm not used to it. I'm putting the microphone away from my mouth.
Yeah. Those black girls they were black, right? Yeah, those girls are looking at us like, what are these weirdos doing in their car? You should, dude. That's what would have been a great time for you to start hitting on those girls. Roll down the window and be like, just straight practice, son. Roll down the window and be like, yo, ma, what you guys got going on right now? You want to be on this podcast? Look up, Jonathan Life Generalist on that YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You'll be on there.
Need a name. Need an actual name.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Here, let's walk and talk. Can you take this and walk with it as we go to the get coffee?
No.
What do you mean no?
You want to take this in there?
Yeah, we can walk and talk. What, are you afraid?
No, there's going to be too much noise. They're not going to be able to hear us.
I disagree.
I fully don't disagree. I agree with what I say.
You just scared, son. You just scared and you give more fucks than I do. I give less fucks than you do.
That's probably true. I think you are on your last quarter fuck. I still got like a full one left.
One full one? Like maybe in a pack three. Of 12, you got like one left?
I got like 3/4 of one left, maybe.
All right, well, we're going to pause this mofo and go get coffee because Ruben's vagina is going to cry if we take it with us. 40 minutes in, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I should have paused it, no?
Yeah, I thought that's where you're putting on the light.
Yeah. I feel like we need to not acknowledge the fact that we just came back and we just keep going like it just never happened.
Should. There was a dude in our local coffee store.
That guy was salty with us today.
A little bit.
Like, he was just... Jesus.
He was a little salty.
It seemed like he just was, like, done for the day. Like, he was about to punch out, and it was, like, 10 minutes ago. Like, he didn't even say... I don't think he said a word to us.
No. Maybe girl with the fat ass was giving him attitude.
Was she there today?
I don't know. Was that her? I think that was her. That might have been her. I'm not gonna lie to you. Most of those girls have fat asses, so... Good for all them.
They bring a lot of pleasure to men.
Mm-hmm. If you want me to eat breakfast off of it, I will. So, you know.
Whatever. Yeah. There's somewhere I had to go, but I can't remember now. I have forgotten.
That's a new place.
What is it?
Mi Cochina Mexican food.
Jeez. Anyways, I'm not going to acknowledge the way you pronounced it like that.
Hey, my Mexican's not very good.
Shit.
My Espanol is not.
One of these days we gotta eat at this hot dog place right here.
I'm not eating there.
Just straight as many hot dogs as you can eat.
No.
Maybe like Kobayashi and shit.
I can tell you how many I can eat. Half of one.
Really?
It's been 4 years since I had a hot dog.
Man up, son. Man up.
Since I had a hot dog.
Go to a Sonic. Start you off with some conies. Is that what they're called? Those big long ones? Conies?
Yep. I had breakfast from Sonic, so that was good.
I haven't gone to Sonic in like 6 years.
It's good, man. Their food's pretty decent. I mean, it's fast food.
It's decent. It is fast food. I don't know, man.
It's better than McDonald's. I had McDonald's for lunch the other day.
Why?
Because I was like, fuck it. Because my teacher got some McDonald's fries. I go, man, those look good.
Ugh.
And I was like, I'm going to get some. And it had been like a year since I had the little hamburgers they had. And I got that, and I had the fries, and I was like, this is food.
You can't get steak fries anymore, can you?
No, other than a place we go.
Well, besides a restaurant, right? Like, I'm talking about, like, fast food. Everybody's got, like, little thin little fries.
No.
Probably because they're easier and faster to cook, but,
man,
like, I love In-N-Out Burger, but, man, their fries suck. And McDonald's fries are just the same shit. It's little thin little emaciated fries.
You want some man fries.
I want some, like, thick-cut steak fries. I want to bite into it and be like, oh, yeah, that's a potato. Unlike the other ones where it's like, oh, it's some air. There's air in there. Surrounded by fatty, oily stuff.
Just like, you know, when we went to... last week we went to Krispy Kreme, because we were like, oh, man, we need donuts because we didn't...
Because we just got the nine weight to our bodies, right?
Yeah, and we just got the nine, like, what, 2 weeks ago when we tried to get some? So we went to Krispy Kreme, and I go, man, these are going to be good. They're all right.
They're all right. Okay. Yeah, I think I ate too many of them. My stomach was like, you don't need all that diabetes.
You ate like four of them.
Yeah, I did. You know why?
Because you're a man.
Damn right. Don't you ever forget that. Never forget.
I had four of them too.
Whatever. You had a little girl eat for us. what the hell was that on the road?
That was a dead dog.
What the hell? That thing was a piece of carpet.
Or a baby. Might have been a baby.
That would have caused some horrible, horrible damage.
Might have been a dead clown. For all we know. Could have been anything. Those were all right. I was like, these are okay. I still say QT, best donuts ever.
Do they? Oh, well, those are the ones they get shipped in.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have decent donuts for being not a drive-thru, like a gas station. Yeah. They got decent donuts. Like, unlike like a Circle K, which is, you know, do those come in from somewhere? Or those just appear from the bottom of the sewer systems? Or where do those come from?
I guess they come... The QT by my work... Or not the QT. The Circle K, it says they get their donuts from some place called the Donut Peddler.
I don't know if I want to eat something called the Donut Peddler.
And I got one time. Actually, twice. Because the donuts had just come in. So I was like, these wherever the donut peddler is, they must be good, right? So I went over there, and I got some. They're donuts, I guess.
Don't get me wrong. I like Krispy Kreme donuts, but they're definitely one of those where you got to stop at two, and they've probably got so much sugar in them that your body's like, eat more.
Yeah.
We need that diabetes in our body.
Well, it was the same thing with In-N-Out fries remind me of those, because like In-N-Out fries are good when I'm eating it with the burger, but if I get them by themselves, I'm like,
oh, for sure, man. Like,
this is like
Krispy
crap.
Kreme donuts, you bite into them and it's like your teeth go through like 17 layers of air. Yeah. And you're like, well, why is this not, there's not more mass in here? But if you go to Food City and you get some Food City donuts, those are literally a pound of bread and dough and sugary stuff. Like, you get one of those bear claws and it's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is half a pound of dough in my hand.
Yeah.
Just like it feels like with my... Anyways. So, yeah. It's some... That's some hefty, hefty material there.
Yeah, it is. I will agree with that.
I feel like our road trip's about to end, man. We're running out of stuff. We're about to head back. Dude, I'm really getting nostalgia for going on this road trip now. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready to take our California trip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
I'm too.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. It's going to be in sometime in the next few months. So I won't tell you freakos when I'm going, because y'all savages.
Find you.
Ah.
Find your empty house.
Nah, son. Sleep in there. I'll be straight up having some AKAs in there, some crazy folks ready to protect it. Shoot some fools.
What time does this store close?
They're probably closing soon, if not already.
I didn't know Fascinations closes at...
Hey, man.
That time.
I got to check my membership card. The times are on there. Hold on. Got to reach my
ass.
You're
going to take this shit, aren't you?
Yep. Oh, gangster turn. What? Or straight acceleration.
Turn?
Acceleration, dog.
Wow, this place is popping off.
Yeah, all people like you, they're waiting till last minute to get a freaking Halloween costume. Last minute, dog. Yeah, that's some last minute-ish when you're waiting literally 2 days.
I didn't know before. I had... This guy's didn't kill me.
Yeah, he is. You like that Anakin arm.
This guy's also coming.
Oh, you fucking... Fuck. Hey, man.
Just take up the whole road. Fuck it. See, Sean the Knee, that guy right there. Yeah, say, park way the fuck out here.
I will
park. Park at Fascinations and we'll walk over.
Hey, maybe they'll have some good costumes at Fascinations. Just wear like a tarp.
Maybe.
A dick tarp. What?
Dick tarp. That's funny.
Any stories you want to tell people? Because I think you...
Stories?
Well, you always have stories or, like, segments you want to get into.
Oh. I got two more quick things to talk about.
All right.
One thing, it was wear a red shirt day at work on Wednesday. So I was like, okay, I am going to wear my Joker shirt because it is red. And so I told my teacher, I'm like, I'm wearing my red shirt. She's like, are you? I go, yeah. So I come in there, and I'm wearing it, and I take my kids to where they go. I'm coming back, and the principal's like, hey, come here. And he's like, hey, I need you to put on another shirt. I'm like, why? He's like, because we have that rule about, you know, all the clowns are going crazy everywhere. We have a no clown rule on campus. And I'm like,
this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
I was like,
make me angry just to.
I was like, first thing, I wish a clown would, but he's not.
I have yet to see one clown. Tell him to calm the hell down.
And then he was like, also, we have some. He's like, are you familiar with the?
These people are overreacting like they're like clowns are the new Zika virus.
They're white. They're white.
I'm like, it's not Zika. It's just
they're white people. They're white people. What do you expect? My mom's been telling me stories of the Kukui for fucking years. Nobody's, that shit ain't on the news.
I'll take my badge off.
She said that shit was outside my window at night.
Yeah, she was trying to make it so you didn't go outside with me to party and shit. She was just like, no, this fool can't get out.
That wasn't on the news. Fucking Kukui stories aren't on the news.
Got some folktale shit.
And he's like, and are you aware of the ICP? I was like,
what is that?
I was like, excuse me. I was aware of it.
Down with
like,
ICP. Yeah, you
like,
know me.
I was
me.
Like, excuse me? He was like, yeah, Juggalos. I go, excuse me. Do you mean the Extinct Clown Posse? Those Juggalos? Those clowns?
They're called the Juggalos? Yeah. They call themselves the Juggalos?
Yeah, their followers are called the Juggalos. He's like, yeah, we have some people claiming that. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you aware I don't give a fuck.
So did you go home and change?
I didn't go home and change. I did not. I was like, because first thing, one, that doesn't concern me. Also, two, I'm not with General Ed Kidd, so that is no concern to me.
So what'd you tell him? I'm not gonna go change, and then you left.
I was like, okay. I did the master slave thing. I was like, yes, I'm master. I will do it. As will do it. And yeah, I didn't do it. No. So
he didn't give you shit the rest of the day?
He didn't see me. He went away somewhere. I don't know where he went. So yeah, that was that quick story. And then I think our time is ending, so I'll give you what makes you a hoe this week.
Go for it.
And I saw this when we were at, me and my sister were at QT the other day, or just this morning. You're a hoe if your dad drives a big Ford F-150 mega duty, heavy duty Ram edition, Megatron, Tigertron engine duty truck. Like one of those big hillbilly trucks.
That's it?
Yeah, because every time I see a girl get out of there, she looks like a hoe.
I think you're generalizing here, dog.
I think if you pay attention, next time you see one of those, it says Ford F-150 Mega Duty Ram Edition or whatever, and you see some girl step out of there, you're like, man, you're a hoe.
I don't know if I agree with you on this, but I will say, man, now girls nowadays are dressing too provocatively. Like, let me rephrase that, because I love these provocative dressing girls. I think women, young girls, like little girls, like little, yeah, like under 12-year-old girls, mm-hmm, are dressing too provocative. I can't even freaking talk. Stupid coffee. Provocatively. Like, I need to see those skirts down to the knees, dog. Like if I had a daughter.
You want the Mormon skirts? Go down to ankles?
If I had a daughter, you better damn well believe I'm not going to be dressing my daughter in something where people can see her underwear. How about to slap a motherfucker? Like, yeah. The reality, there's some perverts out there. There's some pedophile people out there. And you're okay with, like, your little daughter just showing off. Like, I've seen, like 15, not 15, even younger. I've seen, like, 12-year-old girls with makeup on, mm-hmm, and, like, low-cut dresses, mm-hmm, or high-cut dresses and low-cut shirts. I'm like, dude, you need to put more clothes on. You're a little girl.
Yeah, man.
And parents are letting their kids do this. And to me, it's like, that's a mistake.
Yeah, and then, you know, back to the other thing real quick. Of he didn't like my Joker shirt. I was like, you have, like, people coming in here with, like, Punisher and Deadpool shirts on. Like, what do you think they represent? You think they represent hugs and kisses?
But the difference is that you're the teacher.
So?
There's a reason why there's dress codes, dog. You can't just wear crazy stuff and assume the rules that apply to children apply to you.
The rules don't apply to me because I don't agree with them.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you when you're unemployed. And I'll talk to you when you're like, no, I'll be available to do the podcast whenever you want.
That's a lie. I will not be.
Dog, I don't think you're right on this.
No. I won't be available to do the podcast. I'm too lazy to come over all the time.
All I'm saying is there are some rules you got
to
go. Well,
my thing was, like, you can't tell me how to dress one way and then just have your students running around dressing however they want. I think there needs to be a general blanket of how we should all dress if you're going to do it like that.
I don't agree with you.
You think the kids should wear whatever they want?
No, I'm not saying that either, but I'm not saying that you have the same privileges that children have. You shouldn't. Okay. So you've seen all these Instagram hoes. They got pick, mm-hmm, they sell shirts of themselves, like, in their photo shoots, right? So, like, you'll have girls that have, like, half naked, you know, pictures of themselves that are on shirts. Kind of, mm-hmm. I don't know why. I've never been into that, but you've seen these.
Mm-hmm.
So you think if for some reason some kid gets away with putting this on, you think it's okay for you to put this on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I think you have to. It's also very different in your case because you're also supposed to be an example for the kids. And you also cannot instigate things or make them believe that you're in some sort of equal, because you're not. The reality is, like, there's a social structure there that they have to learn these lessons, and that's why they're there. They're there for education. And you're supposed to instill certain social structures there. And although you don't want to come off like you're better or you have some sort of authority over them, you technically do. And they're supposed, mm-hmm, to learn from you, and they're supposed to learn social structures that come, that they're going to take on with them after they leave school. The idea of authority, the idea of rules, the idea of structure. That's what they're going to take from you, and they can't see you as a peer, because there is the possibility. Is that those little kids just walking by with some music?
Those guys got theme music? What the fuck don't we get theme music when we walk?
He's a bunch of kids just walked by, and they're literally like a crew of five little boys, and they got like a theme song going as they're walking.
Why don't we have the Pallet Town song when we walk by?
I want the full-on original Viridian City. Oh, Viridian City. That's a good song. But anyways, my point is, you're not equal to them. And I'm not saying it's okay for them to wear those ho shirts. What I'm saying is, you also can't assume that the rules that apply to them should apply to you as well. Just like they don't have the benefits you do. They don't have the benefits of having the privileges of walking around and going wherever they want and doing whatever they want, because they're students. They have a different set of rules that they have to live by, unlike you. And just like you can maybe go behind the scenes, not in front of the kids, but cuss as much as you want probably when they're not around, they're still not supposed to do that. The rules aren't twofold for everybody. Whether or not I find the Joker shirt as offensive, no, I don't give a shit. But at the same time, and do I think these clown thing is the thing? I don't think so. But, at least not here. But I also don't think that you fall into the same rule set that they do.
I also agree with that. I don't think they fall into the same rules. I actually think they're way too lenient with these children. Way too lenient.
Okay. Well, I just think in some respects, then you should just have a better dress code.
Actually, I do. I do. I'm pretty good about it. Normally, plain shirts. I wear black jeans instead of blue color jeans.
Is this idiot going to park here the way he's just parked right there?
Hold on, his woman's jacking him off.
Dude, I don't understand people. Sometimes, like, people drive by, like, I think they're going to do a drive-by on me. Mm-hmm. And that's just how they drive.
Maybe that's the next thing we should do. We should just park in the Fascinations parking lot over here and
that's a good idea. We should people. Just, no, not that. We'll park right there in front, and as people are coming out, we'll be like, hey, let's have on the podcast. What'd you buy today? Oh, I bought some anal beads. Oh, really? Oh, are you into that? What was that about? You use lubrication with that? All right, really? Okay. Well, have a good night. I hope you enjoy those anal beads. I'm going to see what these folks over here bought. What'd you buy? I bought a...
Vagina clamps.
Vagina clamps? Really? What do those do? Oh, they pinch the sides a bit and they just pull and tug. Oh, wow, okay. God. You're into some interesting stuff. Well, thank you for the education. And some guy comes out like, sir, what did you buy today? Oh, I bought Daddy's Home Volume 14. Wow, okay. What's the premise of this video? Well, somebody else came out, sir. Let me see what they got going on. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you have? Giant hentai monster tentacle?
Yeah, so I think totally that's something we should try.
Well, you're having a very nice discussion until you...
Hey, you brought the Fascinations thing. I think that's a fantastic idea.
I said we could go in the parking lot and people watch. And then you go, let's ask people what
no,
they bought.
No, because we'll get kicked out. We'll get kicked out for that. Outside of Fascinations, probably some... I'm sure this is the first time where some dude's going to be parked outside of Fascinations jerking off or something, and they're going to get arrested by the cops.
Okay, and then you said we can go talk to him. And I was like, okay, I'll fucking get out of my comfort zone. I'll do that. And then
I
you were like...
I still think we need to do one of these podcasts in like a Starbucks or something.
We can talk to a super salty dude when he's not salty. And we can probably let us
That's
use
not the same
back
dude.
Room.
There's two dudes that looks the same. That's not the
racist.
Same dude.
Racist.
No, they're not the same.
I can't believe you're so racist
You're not telling me those two dudes look the same.
I don't see color.
What are you talking about? They're the same color, dog.
Oh my God, racist.
No, they're not the same dude. The dude that always talks to us is the other guy. It's not that guy.
Oh, that looks the same.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. They look the same.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
exactly
saying, too.
The same.
Anyways, back to my point. Yeah, but I think that Fascinations thing might not be a bad idea. I still think we should go out to that one area where all the clubs are and stuff and just talk to people. Except we got to get them before they're past or drunk.
But hey, man.
I don't want to get that. Like, I'm going to go to this guy's house right now. I'm going to after party. I don't want any of that shit. Look at this guy. Hopes and dreams power that car.
It's going quick. We should go to that place on Bell Road where we used to hang out. Up there and just watch the cars.
I wonder if there's
cars.
Anything going on. I'm telling you, I drove by one time and it was dead up there.
Other than the shrine to Splinter Cell?
Miss Splinter Cell. He should come down. I invited him to come down and stay with me and hang out.
He was like, no, I'm keeping these aliens in check.
Probably. Probably the
space
first.
Space or illegal. Whatever one.
I meant it's space, but now that you said illegal, that shit's hilarious.
He's like, I'm the man on the wall. I keep all that shit in check.
I'm a crow.
Yeah.
I'm a black crow. What is it? Game of Thrones? Where they wear the black. What is it? Are they crows? Anyways, whatever.
Night watch people.
Yeah,
he's on the wall. He just watches all threats.
With the rifle, right?
Yeah, he's Bucky Barnes, the man on the wall. He just watches everything, makes sure nothing too crazy happens.
All right, man. We're running out of battery, and also our time limit's over. What do you want to leave
That's what I told her when I got off of her.
Jeez. What do you want to leave these savages with?
Nothing. I think we had a very productive drive around town.
Yeah, I don't think this has been the best podcast we've ever done because I'm a little distracted. But I think it was good.
We live in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Jeez.
Franklin, Tennessee.
I think we need to spice that up a bit. I think we need to go to like Starbucks. Why are you looking at my dick when I said that?
Spice it up.
You don't have to look at my dick when I said that. Well, I think we need to like go to Fascinations and interview people. Or
don't park by me.
Or maybe like Starbucks. Starbucks is gonna be bad. We'll think of something. And then I had that 1 p.m. by that one dude. You know who you are, Savage. He was like, you should get some more girls on here. Actually, I've had a couple of requests to get more girls on this podcast. And it hasn't been from the same dude. It's been multiple people that want women's opinions. The problem is I got to get somebody that's it's first of all, not shy and is active and wants to have a good discussion and is somewhat open-minded. Like, I can't have like a straight, crazy feminist because then it's just going to lead to a fighting podcast.
You should get a straight feminist on here.
You want that? You want the fight? You want the...
I want the bowl cut feminist.
I think you're talking about a lesbian at that point.
Hey, I'm not here to judge.
Oh, jeez.
You put your fingers in whatever you want, man. Oh. Or gentleman. With permission.
Anyways, all right, man. Any last words so we can sign off to these people?
If you're a bowl cut feminist, hit up our DM so you can be on the podcast.